The MP for Keto South, Albert Siga, has proposed a gradual phasing out of the use of motorbikes for commercial business instead of a total ban. He said a total ban will deprive communities which use them as a means of transport of their livelihood. The use of motorbikes for commercial purpose, known as Okada, was outlawed by Parliament last week. Mr. Siga, whose community is one of many which the Okada business is flourishing, suggested the introduction of tricycles to replace the motorbikes. He joined colleague MP Ni Lai Afote Agbo in calling for the law to be amended. He was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
I think the best thing for us is to educate the people and the Okada operators. There are some routes within this country where vehicles can never go to those places. And definitely it is also a cheaper means of transportation to the ordinary man. It is also part of bringing development to the doorsteps of the individual. But the other side of it is the accident. You can educate the people and make sure that it's being controlled.
So what are your general views of the road traffic regulations?
The road traffic regulations must be taken seriously. And everybody is bound to comply with all regulations on the road. But then, you know, we are developing. We cannot just put vehicles to every corner of our city or town or wherever. So we are using the Okada to supplement places where vehicles cannot reach. So definitely, we must still educate the people and make sure that life is ongoing.
Mr. Ziga, you are suggesting a gradual phase out of Okada and calling for alternative arrangements like the introduction of rickshaw or the tricycle. How feasible is that?
It is very feasible. If you go to, I remember when we went to Brazil, even up to, when we came back to Lagos, we realized that the tricycle is doing very well. It is a matter of importing the tricycle into the country and then educating the youth about how best and how effective they can use the tricycle instead of a normal motorcycle, which is creating a lot of problems to all of us.
MP for Keto South, Albert Ziga. The Director of Policy Monitoring and Evaluation of the National Road Safety Commission, Mary Obrey-Yabua, however, said the use of Okada, if not banned, will be difficult to regulate in future. She said countries that have good transportation systems do not depend on the use of Okada. She disclosed that Nigeria, which has gained notoriety in the business, has advised Ghana not to entertain it.
For us as a country, I do not think that this is the first time we are talking about the use of motorcycles for higher reward. Since the 1974 regulation, motorcycles have never been licensed for commercial purposes. We know we have been using it for courier services, and that is allowed by the law. We have seen that in the past recent years, what we've been witnessing in other countries that are close to us, Nigeria, Ghana, and Benin, etc., seems to be gathering momentum in our country. And that is how come we even have the name Okada, which originated from Nigeria. Well, as we develop, tend to cooperate things when we think that they may be things that are better for us. But as the West African Road Safety Organization, we've been having meetings, and Ghana is in that organization. We have been advised at that level that countries that have started Okada and have legalized the use of motorbikes for commercial purposes are finding it very, very difficult to regulate their use. And therefore, countries like Ghana, which have not started or have not legalized this, should not do it.
Let's situate our argument within our local context. And
yes,
let's take a visit to the northern part of the country, for instance, where Okada is a major source of transportation and employment. Can you imagine Tamale or Bolga, for instance, without Okada? Have we factored the local situation into consideration?
Yes, we have. Before this regulation came, we had debated this thing for a long time, just 2 years ago. We did a research. What is the effect of Okada, safety of our roads, of our people in our country? So we did this study, and the study showed that yes, it's true, we have a challenge as a country. But almost about 85 or 90% of those who said we're patronizing Okada said that, well, I know it's very unsafe, it's just that maybe at that point I do not have any means of transport.
Director of Policy Monitoring and Evaluation at the National Road Safety Commission, Mary Obrey-Yabua. And staying with the Okada business, the MTTU commander, ACP Awuni, says his outfit will strictly enforce the ally which bans the use of motorbikes for commercial business. Speaking on Behind the News, ACP Awuni said any politician who feels aggrieved should follow the procedure used in revoking laws. His comments come in the wake of a call by the Greater Accra Regional Minister Ni Laye Afotiagbo suggesting that the law be suspended.
The institution is there to enforce laws that have been passed by Parliament. This law has been passed by Parliament, and the police have a responsibility to enforce it. What we are doing at the moment, we need to even sensitize policemen on the law itself, and then the members of the public must also get to know of what the law is. Yes, I think on the 20th, I'm driving down to Bulga to start a program there for police MTU personnel. The moment we finish sensitizing the policemen and the members of the public, we'll enforce the law. If any individual thinks that is not a good law, probably Parliament must have to, revoke it. And if Parliament revokes it, the police have nothing to do. But currently it's a law, and the police must be seen to be enforcing it.
The regional minister is saying the ban will create unemployment leading to social vices. Do you foresee that?
I think that they are the politicians. They went to Parliament and passed the law. We have seen this earlier on. I think they should have stopped the law from coming out. I, as I'm a police officer and enforce law, as far as the law has been passed, I have a responsibility to enforce it. And like I said, we cannot enforce it until we have educated the members of the public. The police headquarters have issued a signal that all police officers, MTUs and regional commanders should educate their men and the members of the public about the law.
So this means you're not going to suspend the enforcement?
We are educating our members to understand the law. We don't want the confrontation between the policemen and the members of the public. But the law will have to be enforced. If the law is not to be enforced, it means they have revoked it. And if they haven't revoked it, then the police have a responsibility to enforce it.
The MTTU commander ACP Awuni talking to Sally Bosman.